we have a very special guest, and we are welcoming back the star of athletics for Minneapolis Public Schools, Anthony Fisher. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you, Mr. Bill and Ms. Sings, for having me once again. Appreciate being back.
Absolutely. And Minneapolis Public Schools has a lot to celebrate. Spring sports are happening right now. The athletics department offers 34 high school programs for students in grades 7 through 12 and 6 middle school programs for students in grades 6 through 8. Anthony, talk about the celebrations. You got some winners over there. Talk about who we're celebrating this morning.
Yeah, well, first of all, I just want to, you know, kind of jump on the bandwagon of the words of the wise. I think athletic participation allows for students to for their dreams to live. And so I think that's very appropriate for having me here today and then speaking about athletic opportunities. In terms of the successes that we've had recently, the Washburn Boys Alpine Ski Team won state, and this was the first time in 48 years,
wow.
And the girls placed second. The South High School and Roosevelt High School, so South Boys Basketball and Roosevelt Girls Basketball teams both made a run to state, and so that was a first time in quite a while for both of those programs. And then you had a wrestler at North that ultimately finished fifth at state, along with some successes that we've incurred through our adapted programs. And so, you know, all around those dreams, I mean, what kid hasn't dreamed about potentially playing a sport for the rest of their life? And so, again, athletic participation allows student athletes' dreams to live.
I love it. Beside you being the athletics director, what are you? What do you think? Why is there so much success that you've had over at MSP with the students?
Well, I think there's three areas as to why. First and foremost, we have dedicated student athletes that are committed to wanting to be successful, and it, you know, taking the advice and listening to some talented coaches. So those are two areas. And then I would say the third area is that when you look at athletics as a whole, if coaches coach kids and athletic directors coach coaches, I think our athletic directors have done a good job of coaching our coaches to the point of we've encouraged making sure that you take care of the administrative things on the front end, right, so that you have more time and you can put more effort and energy into the things that you love to do as a coach, whether that's scouting, whether that's player development, whether that's, you know, having study tables to make sure the kids' academics are on point. So again, I think it's taking that philosophy of, hey, I'm going to make sure that I take care of these administrative things up front so that then I have more time to do the things that I signed up to do.
Very well put. I like that. Anthony Fisher, Athletics Director with Minneapolis Public Schools, MPS. So let's talk about spring sports that's happening. You got quite a few coming up, including lacrosse and track and field. What's in store for spring sports?
So our offering looks like adapted bowling, adapted softball, badminton, baseball. We offer boys and girls golf, boys and girls lacrosse, softball for girls, boys tennis, and boys and girls track. And right now the Minnesota State High School League has an emerging sport, which is boys volleyball. So some of our schools are engaging in boys volleyball at this time, and next year it will become a full sanctioned sport for the Minnesota State High School League. And so just excited to be able to offer that opportunity for our student athletes as well.
I love that you have golf involved, because I don't remember in high school or middle school even thinking about golf, you know, being that young. That's amazing. That's a good thing. Tell us about how the number of students participating in sports is starting to trend. You obviously have a lot of options for students to play and be involved in sports. But yeah, how's that number of students, you know, have grown over the years?
So just looking at our numbers from last year, what we created a goal for our athletic departments, each of our athletic departments, to increase by 2%. Now, 2% may not be a large number, but at the end of the day, it's trending in the right direction. And so in saying that, this year at this point, when we collected the fall and winter data, we're up about 150 students. And going into spring, last year we had about 1,400 students that participated in spring athletics across the district, and so we highly anticipate that we'll meet that goal, or actually exceed that 2% goal. And so currently our numbers sit at a little north of 3,100 in terms of total participation, and last year we were at about 4,400. And so I highly anticipate that we will meet our 2% or exceed our 2% goal and have our athletic participation numbers trending in the right direction, which is what you want.
It's a good thing to keep the students busy and keep them participating and that keeping them correct. Active. I love that. Before we wrap up, Title IX is a thing. Tell us about that. Plus, when can students start registering for fall sports coming up?
Yeah, so with Title IX, it's really just schools providing adequate participation opportunities for female students. And so there's essentially three tests, and you have to be compliant in one of the three tests. And those three tests consist of substantial proportionality, that's essentially showing the numbers. You have to either show a history and continuing practice of expanding sports participation opportunities for female students, or have full and effective accommodation of student athletic interest for females enrolled in the school. And so they give you a difference. You can be within less than 5%. So just to give you a quick example, if the school's enrollment was at 50% for females and 50% for male, then your sports participation number has to be 50-50 in terms of the number, and you can be within 5%. So if female numbers were 45 and boys were 55, you'd be in compliance. And right now, I'm happy to say that we as a district are in compliance with the substantial proportionality piece.
Wow. Well, good stuff. Where can students...
Yeah, and,
go ahead.
And so just to answer your second question in terms of when can students register, registration for sports opens June 24th, and ultimately you can register for all three seasons once it opens in June 24th. But typically our families register for fall, and then as you get closer to winter, they register for winter and so forth. But you do have an opportunity through our online registration process to begin as early as June 24th.
All right. Well, that's a good thing. Anywhere we can go for more information, listeners can find out more, just to see the list of all of that sports that you have available, because you have quite a bit.
Yes. So the district athletic website offers, it's a one-stop shop for all the information that you need related to athletics. Contact information for each of the site athletic directors, schedules, participation forms, physical forms, you name it, it's there. And so just visit our MPS website and then find the athletic department, and everything you need would be right there for you.
Right there for you. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Anthony Fisher, Athletics Director of Minneapolis Public Schools, doing a great thing, keeping the student athletes activated and keeping them participating. That's always a beautiful thing. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me once again.
For sure. I remember when Jamez played football. You know, first of all, I kept Jamez.